Directing the beef checkoff is a role taken seriously by the members of the South Dakota Beef Industry Council. That's why all those new to the checkoff board participate in new director training conducted by the Federation of State Beef Councils, a division of NCBA, a beef checkoff contractor. South Dakota Beef Council Director Katie Mauk of Pierre took part in this learning, receiving a bird's eye view of the national beef checkoff.
After we spent that couple days in Denver and we got to hear about the history of the checkoff, really gave me a lot better understanding of both our role as members of the South Dakota Beef Council and the role of NCBA in partnership with us.
She absorbed many details, but one that sticks out is a better understanding of beef checkoff organizations, specifically the dual nature of NCBA as a contractor to the checkoff and its partnerships with states.
We get to focus on promotion and consumer outreach and how to spend the checkoff dollars on those things because we don't have any foot in policy at all. I think that's something that people get confused a lot about when they see things in the beef industry and in the cattle industry in the legislature that they maybe don't agree with. The South Dakota Beef Council doesn't have anything to do with that. We are just out there promoting our product, promoting our producers, and reaching consumers however we can.
During her training, Mauk took a peek into the NCBA control room and spoke with those charged with beef promotion.
Beef It's What's for Dinner, that campaign has been around for a long time, and it's ever evolving and growing all the time, and they're always adding new elements. So really fun to hear from them and see what that campaign looks like in a modern scope now.
Visit sdbeef.org to learn more about the Beef Checkoff and its partners in driving demand for beef. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.